Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
It's time for some Mountain Wave Weather. Brought to you by John, the Mountain Wave Weather Dude.
Yeah, straight from Facebook. John, Mountain Wave Weather Dude. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're good. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, gonna be big around your house. You got a new kid.
Yeah, no kidding. First Thanksgiving for the baby. They love turkey.
Yeah,
when they're
love
little.
Definitely.
When they're little. Right. Hey, John. Last time we talked to you before that big storm, you mentioned a lumber company, and my friend Garo went in and because they had a sale on snowblowers, and my friend Garo went in and bought a snowblower there, and he was so excited. He showed me the receipt, how much money he saved.
Oh, yeah, yeah, excellent. That's great to hear. Yeah, they do a good job over there.
What was the name of the place again?
It's Moore Lumber in downtown Castle Rock, or right outside downtown Castle Rock.
Moore.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Moore.
Excited.
All right, hey, John, we're calling you because there's a big snowstorm up in the mountains, but we don't know what's going to happen down here on the plains in the Front Range.
Yeah, absolutely. Mountains are going to get hammered, so if you're going skiing, that's going to be great, which is always nice this time of year. Probably going to have a lot of trouble driving back and forth up there because the roads are going to be pretty nasty. So that's a big storm kind of coming out of the west and the northwest. It's not usually a favorable track for us east of the Continental Divide, but we have a couple of little things coming together with the storm. We have the moisture coming in from a leftover atmospheric river that's been hitting California, Oregon, northwest.
All right.
And then the storm center itself goes a little further north to us, but what that does is that kicks the jet stream over us. And what that allows the air to do is rise. So if we've got that moisture and we get a lot of lift in the air, we can actually see, you know, somewhat decent snow. So I don't think it's as big of a storm down here as our last one by any means. But I'd put it, you know, somewhere between like a small and a medium sized storm.
Small to medium.
We're going to get a rise.
I've never ever heard small to medium in weather forecasting.
Yeah. Normally it comes with French fries.
Extra large, large, small, medium. Wow.
All right. So what, a couple of inches, maybe four? Small to medium?
It's be fairly warm. So it really depends on when that rain transitions to snow. It's probably initially going to start as rain. And then the trend is, just like with a lot of our storms, the higher your elevation is, the more snow you're probably going to see out of this. So if you're in like downtown Denver or the Denver surrounding areas, you might only get in maybe an inch or two of slush out of this one. But then as you go further south, so like, you know, Highlands Ranch, Littleton, Lone Tree, those areas, you're looking at 2 to 4.
Wow.
And then down south towards Castle Rock and Elbert County in those higher areas is like a 3 to 6 to 4 to 8 inch type deal out of the
man. Wow. Small to medium.
3 to 6 to 4 to 8.
Wow. Big question is, if somebody's headed west, let's say you got to go over to, Glenwood Springs or something. If you head out today going through the mountains, are you going to make it? Can you get through?
From what I haven't looked at the highways to see if they're all open. I think they all are. They were closed for a period yesterday because there was snow. But the snow that's going to hit the mountains, that's already hitting them, is probably going to be heavy enough where they're going to have a lot of issues on the highways at some point if they're not already. Some of the areas near the Eisenhower Tunnel and Vail and Vail Pass, and those areas could get up to like 2 feet of snow out of this. So when you have snow falling that hard and heavy, and you put people out on the roads, it's just usually a matter of time before they start playing bumper cars.
And the thing, I recommend this to every person that lives in Colorado. Go to CDOT, and they have they have that little travel thing, and you can actually, I get live updates on my phone on which roads they've closed. CDOT always announces it, and they send you out a text as soon as they're closing
absolutely.
It. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, so go to that.
Yeah, and they're a great resource, for sure.
John, the Mountain Wave weather guy, you can find him on Facebook. All right, John, what's a typical Thanksgiving at your house? What kind of food do you have? Do you have Mexican? Do you have seafood?
We do the traditional. So it's, you know, the turkey, the mashed potatoes, the green beans, the pies. Yeah, but very, very traditional. It'd be fun one year to try something different, though.
No.
Do you have the traditional weird uncle?
No, we don't have the weird uncle.
You know, the guy that drinks a beer and smokes in your house.
I mean, you know, we've got the cousins and the other folks, you know, sisters and brothers coming in, so I guess maybe it's possible I'm the weird uncle.
That's why Jamie asked. Yeah. We just pictured you as the weird uncle.
No. Great.
John, you have a wonderful, wonderful holiday, okay? You and your family.
You guys, too. Thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving to all of you guys.
You got it.
Thanks, John. All right,
there you go. John.
All right, take care.
Mountain Wave weather dude.
I love that guy.
Yeah,
you
can find him. Find him on Facebook. Look him up. He's very good at what he does. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.